Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, Mara says, good evening, family. The Holy Spirit living in me, Abba living in me, Joshua living in me, alongside the Holy Bible, guide, warn, protect, teach, comfort, give me discernment, knowledge, understanding. That is Mara there. Thank you so much, Mara. We really appreciate.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
All right, Dabia. Oh, okay. Sorry. This is Getty in Hebron. I think it's in Pretoria North, next to Roslyn. Says, I thank God for the topic of today, Muruti. As my spirit is awakened more in this field, I thank God. Amen. Getty in Hebron. Thank you, Getty. We really appreciate. May the Father continue to show you more in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Mara says, you will never walk alone. I am with you till the end of the new era. Discernment says that, the Spirit of the Father. You will never walk alone. I shall be with you till the end of the new era. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
All right, let me bring this to you, Sipo. When we talk about discernment, let me read this in 1 Corinthians. It says, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of Yahuwah, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. This discernment takes us away from being mere natural men. It enables us to perceive the things of the Spirit of the Elohim, and of course to see the wisdom in the things of the Spirit of the Elohim and to know them, since these are spiritually given to us. So we spiritually see these things. That is what discernment should be all about. What do you say, Sibo?
That's very true indeed, Funessa. Remember, we are a spirit living in a body possessed of a soul, and our God is a spirit. And having been filled with the Holy Spirit of God, that knows exactly of God is in us. So, in other words,
Mara, nikhulumela phansi wena nomotha. Kanti kwenze njani na? Ayishaye mnganomi. Kuphula ivolume. Kuphuka kuNkostina lapho, Kethani. Kuphuka.
Remember, we are a spirit living in a body possessed of a soul. And our God is a spirit. Those who worship him will worship him in truth and spirit. So once we have the Spirit of God in us, that is the Holy Spirit, he knows exactly what is of God in us. In other words, he's got that communication open line. He's one of our callers, I'm not mistaken, we're able for this to tune on the right frequency with God. In other words, we're able to understand the perspective of God in all things pertaining our spiritual life. That is why we are able to understand the things more with perspective. And I strongly believe with having the mind of Christ in us and the Holy Spirit in us, definitely we will be equipped with the spiritual discernment. And last thing for this, what I know, when we are filled, when we are filled with the Spirit of God, not quenching on the Spirit, you are able to do the right judgment at that particular time. I've been reminded of Solomon, by one of the women, and the other one stood and swapped the children. When he came to Solomon as a king, he would later the case. Because of the vessel founded from the beginning of the show, from his first king, chapter 3, verse 9, which he turned out to Solomon, give me that wisdom that I will be able to guide your people. Mm. So that's what spiritual discernment is all about. You are able to judge with the even though he was not there when the crime happened, but he was able to understand that definitely the child who died does not belong to this one, but it belongs to this one. Mm. Why? It is through the spiritual discernment. So having the Holy Spirit in us, allowing him to penetrate our mind, being propelled by the Spirit of God, definitely he will understand things in the perspective of God in all aspects.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. And drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp there. Thank you so much also to Thabo Mofokeng for the WhatsApp. I really appreciate, sir. And continue to send them. Keep them coming. We will read them. Yes, of course.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM Radio Pulpit. And we trust the Father is doing you well and is gracing you so much with much more favor in a mighty way. We are talking about the spirit of discernment. And some would remember at some stage we spoke about spiritual discernment. The spirit of discernment, we are talking about that. Mfundisi Simotha, let me bring this to you, my friend. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14. Lengiyisiparele wena sihlobo sami. Ithi, but solid food belong to those who are full of age. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Discernment implies that the Father has dealt with you through discipleship, exercised you through discipleship. You know what's good, you know what's not good, because the Father has discipled you thoroughly with regards to that. Demko.
Hey, my brother, that's very much true. And only the Father can teach us to be able to discern the things of the Spirit.
Yeah.
And through His teaching and through His guidance, therefore we shall be able to discern the things of the Spirit. Hence now speaking of the solid food, yeah, meaning those who have spiritually growth. Those who are at a level that they can be able to discern the things of the Spirit, then they shall receive what God is giving unto them and what God is showing unto them. I like what you said when you spoke about discipleship. You know, in other words, we need to learn from Him. And for us to be spiritually cool, we cannot be able to do that apart from Christ Himself. In other words, we should look unto Him, and as the author and the finisher of our faith. It is not possible for anybody to be able to discern the things of the Father without receiving Christ as their Lord and Savior. Because number one, the moment when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, Word of God says that His Spirit, the Spirit of God, comes and lives in us. We receive the Spirit of Sonship. In other words, through the Spirit of Sonship, then we connected to the Father, is the one that is able to teach us all these things. And discernment, it can be learned, it can be trained. Nikumbula Samuel, when he was still young, the Bible says that the Lord spoke to him, or He called him. But because at the time it was very rare to hear the voice of the Lord, and neither has he ever experienced that, he had to respond and say, Eli, you are calling me, up until Eli perceived, because now he was a man who's grown in spirit. In other words, he was the man now who received the solid food. What was he to perceive what the boy is being called by God? That is why I decided to give him guidance that the next time when you hear him call him, this is how you should respond. So it is important that we are taught in our churches, we are taught about discernment, because through that we shall be able to see, and we shall be able to distinguish between what is right and what is good. From we can be able to hlukanisa phakathi nokuhle. And in so doing, that's where we're going to gain more knowledge and more wisdom from God. And we'll continue to grow spiritually. Because the Word of God says in Proverbs 4, verse number 5, let us get wisdom, get understanding. In other words, we should get in discernment. We should have the comprehension. We should be able to interpret and understand what the Father says to us. because if we do not have that, God will be speaking, but we will not understand what is happening. So we need that so that we may be able to walk before God with wisdom, and the wisdom that can only be able to lead us, it is Christ himself. He is our wisdom. He is the wisdom that we need so that we can be able to understand, to receive directly from the Father, because his Son dwells and lives in us. So therefore, we want to be able ukuba nokwambuleleka nokuthola izinto ezivela kuNkulunkulu. We need his Son in us, and so that he can be our Lord and Savior and guide us in our way.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, sir. Ngiyabonga Themko. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729.
Masimdumise rhoqo ngecawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no Ayanda Nenene. Siyathandaza, siyadumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina kuKristu. Let's praise him ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
I got another WhatsApp from Mara. Says, I know of two doctors who got COVID injections from the same batch. Both now have autoimmune disease. Father said you have no money, so you cannot buy COVID injection. This is for a reason. Eish, yeah. It's good to listen to the Father, hey? It's good to listen to the Father. Thank you so much, Mara.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
All right, and here's another one. This is from Thabo Mofokeng. Says, Dumelang Sanbonani, we as the children of the Most High, if we have the spirit of discernment, it will tell us to say Amen if the true word of God is preached, but also it will tell us to keep quiet if the word of God is used in vain. So ngamangal mas tulid. Ningamangal. Ngamangal is super mas tulid la palu vutamalanga when a stage la fuguza go in a pulpit. Smell it to Kanti amang wakopele lapha ukuthi Jakes ukopile uzase uthi get ready oh manje kanti usipho manje mara wena uyi translatele lesikhathi miscellaneous hey madodati kanti lensizwa manje seyiphethe yiphi indawo how
but no pasty
hey madoda yeah so uThabo Mvukeng uyishaye esikhonkosini ke. Lenki Rampo says, greetings, my brethren in Christ, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Discernment is the intentional ability to differentiate between right and wrong, good and evil. Hebrews 5:14. But solid food belongs to those who are full of age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. It takes me back to what Mfundisi Mota has been saying. Let me quote him. Discernment can be learned. Absolutely true. I believe it. Thank you, Lenki Rambo. Thank you so much.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right. Since it's Sunday, kufanele vele sithi ingoma ezimnandi. Uyabona, ne? Ingoma ezimnandi, ingoma ezenza ukuthi kube mnandi. Now, I have a friend who did this song, and it's a song that has been there for quite some time. When she did this song, I remember I basically had played it here. It was winter, I can remember very well. It was winter. And it was playing and playing and playing. Now it's a very popular song. Let's take a call. Sawubona Dumela. Hi.
Hello, Tariq.
Yebo baba.
Ngubuyekela udlala ingoma.
Hi, shaya mngani wami.
Okay, ngibulisa lapha ku Pastor Sipho Khadebe. No Pastor JD Dominic.
Awuzeke.
No Pastor Mota. Utamco.
Abantu baba winile ubezwa bakhuluma kanje uyazi ukuthi ba winile ngama penalty zona.
Yeah, brother, after the fall of man, abantu baqala baziphilela. Nanamhlanje we are physically alive but spiritually dead. We have become little gods, and that is deception. Today, our false prophets and teachers, as Christians, we are accepting izinganekwane zabo. Yeah, without spiritual discernment. Because the devil can counterfeit spiritual gifts for them.
Yeah.
Deceiving Iban Lobuti, they are from God. Tina, not asking the Holy Spirit, Busi Caesar, Gamesho Gamoy. Usoli Caesar, and to examine everything carefully.
Yeah.
Baba Cousins, he will say, Gulungile, Usanganis, out Jesu Christ, and every tick.
Hey.
Hey, brother Ray, Masisu, we go labo band. Ngoba, bangaba cautions.
Yeah.
Because you are to love God, obey His word, and test all signs and wonders. Because today, the devil's demonic forces are at work, brother Ray. But they learn to pollute our minds with lies. In order to keep us from walking in the truth, Brother Ray. Gule indawo lapho labantu abathi abanama inkonzo zabo kugcwala, Brother Ray, kugcwala. Abancane nabadala konke bazokhohliswa, Brother Ray. Ukuthi ibandla likhuleke sivuleke amehlo suke kulabantu abaguqela uSathane ngoba nathi sigcina sesiguqela uSathane ngale.
Eish.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu
uNkulunkulu. Nawe akubusise kakhulu, akubusise kakhulu mhlobo wami.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu my brother.
Blessings to you sir.
Thank you sir.
Awuzeke. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Like I said at some stage, good Ishman, yes. There are some songs that I continue to like. And this is one friend of mine who really, I pray ukuthi ngiyazi ukuthi kunjani in the music industry. She must not sell out, you know. She must not sell out. She should not sell out, you know. I pray ukuthi gonke nje kumhambele kahle, man. Eish, kumhambele kahle. She mustn't sell out because you see, the devil wants us to sell out. And in selling out, the devil wants us to find ourselves si moshekile empilweni zethu konke okungasahambi kahle, you know. And one day I will invite you and say we have her in the church because I born inkosi lesi khonze kanye jabu uyamkhumbula uphuthuma. Listen to this.
Amen.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Indaba ezimnandike lezi.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Let's listen to Bongi Mrapedi.
Moruti Ray, ke dumedisa ka lebiso la Morena Jesu Kriste. Ga mmogo le baeng ba gago mo studio. Ya kgale ke sa participate, yeah. But I've been listening to all your topics, and then ke bile really encouraged from the word tsa batlhanka ba Modimo. Re kgothala ka ntota ebile ra gola ra leboga Modimo a le okeletse seo le se etsang se tlhagelele. Amen. Gobane ke thato ya Modimo, ke re gore lefatshe batho bo botlhe ba pholosiwe, le rona ba re pholositsweng re phele ka nnete. Mo setlhogong se re se buang sa what is discernment, ke gopola fela gore Modimo ga etsa motho, o file motho a choice, volition, the power to choose.
Yes.
Like we are different from the animals tsa di editseng.
Yeah.
So ga re bala ko Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 11 to I think to 20 verse 11, Modimo are, now what I'm commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. It is not up in heaven so that you may have to ask who will ascend into heaven to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it. Nor is it beyond the sea, so that you have to ask who will cross the sea to get it and proclaim it to us so that we may obey it. So Modimo wa itse gore rona re batho ba di excuse. So we feel an example ya up in heaven. Gore if it was up in heaven, ne re tlo na le di excuse as batho. And then like gape eng o feel example ya beyond the sea. Gore le mo teng mo ne re tlo ba le reason gore why re sa obey, because rona ga re kgone go cross beyond the sea, re lo se kry ya sone. So that is why Modimo are, it's not difficult for you, nor beyond your reach, it's near. So ke di choice, and melao ya Modimo e teng e kwadilo yo yotlhe mo Deuteronomy 30. So nna ke choice ya ka gore ke tsa lentswe la Modimo ya ka lentse, then ke le berekise, and that is discerning. That is discerning. If ke sa le obey, ga ke botlhale, ga ke kgone go utlwa Modimo ga a bua le nna, nka se kgone go etsa ditaelo tsa Modimo, ga ke sa etse yalo. Go John chapter 9, John chapter 9 verse 40. And then gape Moruti Ray, ke leboga Modimo gore mo description tso sotlhe se Modimo wa addressa the leaders tsa dikereke, the leaders, batho ba ne ba leader diphuthego. So is something se e le gore se etsagala mo bathong ba ba reng ba itse Modimo. So Modimo o bua le rona, o bua le rona batho ba ba itseng Modimo. So Morena Jesu ga bafarisai ba mo attendile, because a ka rena fodisise motho. And then go verse 40, to verse 39, yeah, John chapter 9, verse 39, Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind." And then he was referring to one, the leaders, mari, they didn't understand or perceive or discern gore Morena Jesu o bua ka bone, because if they did perceive or understood or ba na le the discerning spirit, nke ba repentile ba bona gore this is an opportunity for us to change. because Morena Jesu ubua ka yena gore o tlile into this world so that the blind will see. So bone ga ba accept gore they are blind physically, spiritually. So because ba ibona ba le blind ba gona go bona physically, bana gore they are not blind. Kante gona le the spiritual and the physical blindness. So naki the way ke bonang ka teng discernment as bana ba modimo gore ga re kgone go bona modimo mo maphelong a rona a bereka kgotsa ka lentswe la gagwe modimo a re addressa to do some things and not to do other things. Ke the way ke bonang ka teng nna. Ke a leboga bagolo.
Thank you so much Bongi Murapedi. Thank you, my sister. We really appreciate. Thank you for calling. Yes, indeed, it's been a while. We missed you. Thank you that you are now back. And thank you that you have always been with us. We really appreciate. May the Father grace you even with more wisdom.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right. And I read that one of Lenki and Thabong Phokeng. Let me read this one of Khotso Bima Vimbela. Khotso says, Dumelang baruti ba mi mo khasong ya radio pulpit. The spiritual discernment. Solomon prayed to God saying, give your servant an understanding mind. We must be able to discern between good and evil. Wow, fantastic. We really appreciate that. Thank you, Khotso. And Mara comes back again. Mara says, to the end of my father's cancer, he began to gnash his teeth due to the pain. I ran out the room, closing my eyes, crying. The Holy Spirit said, appropriate the suffering pain of Jesus Christ on the cross to your father's body's pain. I laid my hand on my dad and asked Jesus to carry my father's cancer pain. My father became still and passed at 12 o'clock that night. Father was on morphine and tablets regardless. Only God helped. Wow. Thank you so much. We really appreciate.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, here's another one. It's Sawubona Pastor Ray Simamele from Bishop Mhlongo at Daveyton. Hey, madoda, siyabonga Bishop ukuthi ulalele. Inkosi kubuse ngendlela esimanga ndoda. Hawo. Hey, dala sakugcina. Siyabonga Baba Mhlongo. We really appreciate. Now, here's a song we used to play in Attridgeville. And you know, it's a gospel song, but I was surprised. I heard this song being played many times. As I was growing up, even before being saved, in a shebeen.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
And some people are asking, hey, which shebeen was that? Some people are asking, which shebeen was that? That's where I grew up, my own father's house. That's where I grew up. I grew up in a shebeen, man. Before I went into the streets, I lived in a shebeen with my father, Ongzalai, Philip Masina. All right. Nevertheless, we trust the Father is doing it good and is gracing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends. Man, we are touching base on this, the issue of spiritual discernment, what it is even all about. I trust that you're getting even far much more in terms of what is being spoken here, and you're learning together with me.
It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Right, thank you so much to Harry Mabaso, Mr. Mangole, saying the gift, lalelanga hleke laba fwit, says the gift of discernment is the ability to find the real devil in the detail, in speech and in deed. Discernment. To find the real devil in it. But I understand his context. I understand. La uzugut gumpaka u satan. Nagogonka fishi loguaku gumpaka u satan. Nagonka fishi. I understand. Yes, discernment also. Yes, I agree. Partly. Yes, it's true. Thank you so much there, Harry Mabaso, Mr. Mangole. I really appreciate.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Lindiwe Msutwana. Lindiwe Msutwana says, hello, Pastor Ray. I'm tuned in. I'm listening. Thank you, Lindiwe Msutwana. I really appreciate. Thank you so much. Okay, let's get back to our guests. Remember, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And you can also send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. Now, when it comes to discernment also, it's a form of a perception, a spiritual perception. And this is amazing. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 9, listen to this Shunammite, the Shunammite woman. She says, and she says to her husband, look now, I know that this is a holy man of Yahuwah who passes by us regularly. I know. It's a knowledge that the Father gives, not only about the devil alone, but it's the knowledge also that the Father gives about the real servants of the Most High, or the real children of the Most High. Because everyone is calling themselves a churchgoer, a Christian, emzalwana ngithi. But the spirit of discernment is able to show us truly who a person really is in Christ. We are able to see that. It's important to take note of that. Mfundisi Mota.
Mfundisi, that's very much true. It is important for us to be able to take note of that. That is why Paul once wrote in Ephesians chapter 4, saying that let no man deceive you with empty words. So, you know, this human and woman has realized and has seen that indeed this is the man or the servant of Yahuwah. In other words, he's not just a man who comes in the name of the Lord. Many will come in my name and claim to be God to Angebatumanga. So therefore, watch against such. So I love what we see here from this woman, because she can perceive Oguti, indeed this is the man of God, because akubona bonke abantu abakhuluma bakhuluma in the position saying that we are sent by God. There are people who claim to be God's anointed, but only to find that they are not. So Apostle Paul uthi ku Romans ngabe 16:18 he said those they are working for their own stomach. Chapter 16 verse 18, it be careful of such people. So it is important as singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu to have this discernment, to have to be able to perceive ukuthi this man is actually the servant of God. And you can even be able to go again and read what the person is teaching, whether this person is teaching from the basis of the word of God. That is why Mfundisi uDavid ngelinye ilanga uyathandaza in Psalms 119 verse 125. He says, I am your servant, give me understanding that I may know your testimony. So kubalulekile ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we pray for that so that God can give us. And when God gives us that understanding, in that understanding we shall be able, when they say, to interpret his instructions. We shall be able
who follow the instructions of God, because we have the perceiving mind, the mind that can understand what the Father is saying. And hence, uJakobe uMaye ebhala uthi, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask from the God, from the Father, who gives to everyone. Kulunkulu unikeza wisdom to everybody. He says that if anybody lacks, in other words, if you see, we realize that, but I am lacking when it comes to the things of discernment, you need to pray and ask God. Hence David has said, Lord, give me the understanding. I'm your servant. Give me the understanding so that I may be able to testify. Go and testify ushumayele ngevangeli liqiniso, ivangeli salvation, that you may be able to speak from the position of the Father, to speak the things of God with an understanding, with a revelation, and that can be developed, Mfundisi, through what? Through studying the Word of God and through prayer, we can be able to develop. I love David when he had the opportunity, ukuthi he can revenge against Saul, but he decided not to, because when you have the spirit of discernment, you are able to make wise decisions at any opportunity or any situation that you come face with. David, when Saul was in the cage, and the Abamadoda kaDavid athi, no, uNkulunkulu has given him the opportunity to revenge yourself. But David decided not to, because he could discern, he could understand ukuthi uNkulunkulu bengadinga ukuthi azangcolise izandla zakhe ngokugcotshiweyo kaNkulunkulu. So it is important, because if we are lacking a discernment at an opportunity or a situation where we come across, we may be making wrong decisions. So it is important that we have be able to perceive the will of the Father in every situation that you face. Empilweni, my brother.
I hear you. Thank you so much. Mfundisi Mota, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
657 AM.
All right. Solomon Khatebe, I think, yes. All right. No. This is Mzwakhe Khatebe at Bethlehem Free State, originally from Namahadi, Frankfurt. Why is it Frankfurt? Frankfurt. Says, good evening, brethren. Always listening from you, to God be the glory. Amen. From Mzwakhe Khatebe at Bethlehem Free State, originally from Namahadi, Frankfurt. Thank you so much. We really appreciate. Thank you so much. We really appreciate.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, Tibongi Mrapedi.
Murute Ray, it's me again.
Yes, Bongi.
When I hear you speaking about the Shunammite woman, who perceived that the man who is passing by is the man of God.
Yeah.
I remembered Luke 23, verse 42. Mm. One of the criminals who was crucified with Jesus, he perceived and said, Komrana Jesu, remember me when you enter into your kingdom.
Mm.
He perceived that Jesus is a king who has the kingdom.
Mm.
While Baruti ba ne ba sa dumele mo teng mo gore ke morwa modimo ebile ke Jesu Kriste ke mopholosi, mare the criminal perceived that he is a king who has a kingdom. Hallelujah.
Wow, thank you so much. We really, really, really appreciate. Okay, let me read this one after this, and please, I'm reading what I see on the WhatsApp.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
All right. Let me read this. Mara says, a pastor in a Nigerian church had a hook with fishing's gut tied to his wife's wig or hair. When the music goes wild and the worship team, The wig would shift and fly to the person who will finance his wife's new ministry. Yo. But the wig fell on the floor I ran to pick up her hair, for she was bald. Angrily, she yelled, "You now finance her." The mantle fell on you. Ha, ha, ha. Ay, Mara, it's called, isn't this so, Mara? I'm a son to Nzipo. Ay. Ay.
Hey, Jabu, I'm funny.
Eh?
Jabu, I'm a fan.
Kusukuthi week le iyasuka badosi week le mayiwela komunye umuntu we ozo financer umamfundisi nenwele zakhe namamani ukho and then bese i week le music mawukhala i week le bayidosa kakhulu yathi yawela le uwe ozo financer futhi we ozo finance umamfundisi ngokuthenga i week end umshika shika. Hey, madoda, phela angagcina kudala lezinto. Kuyamangaza, kuyamangaza, kuyamangaza kakhulu ukuthi izinto eziso ziyenzeka and we keep quiet as if azange zenzeke. Naku ziyakhulunywa manje. Let me read it again, Jabu, ukuthi uyizwe nawe. A pastor in a Nigerian church had a hook with fishing gut tied to his wife's wig. Or hair. When the music goes wild, now you see, when the music goes wild, the worship team, the wig would lift and fly to the person who will finance his wife's new ministry. But the wig fell on the floor. I ran to pick up her hair, for she was bald. Ne? Bald, kuthi bekane mpandla. And angrily, umfundisi yelled and says, "You now will finance her. The mantle fell on you, ha ha ha." Njenga leyana I mantle leya. Yaka Elijah. Isn't this so sensitive emabandleni na? We really need to discern. We need to discern. Okay. I met this once, and London was a great place, man. And this is how it goes. Just the last song, a bit of it, and then Bese, we do our final renditions.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
I promise to play it for you next week, if I remember. And of course, let us come to the conclusion of the matter. Finally, let me give our guests at least 1 minute each. Finally, so that they make conclusion. Let me start with you, Mfundisi Mota.
Mfundisi, thank you so much. Sibonga kakhulu. Learned a lot in the topic tonight.
You won't believe people are still calling. Yes, go for it.
This is so interesting, Mfundisi. Must just say, Mfundisi, through discernment, we shall be able to understand the will of the Father. We shall be able to do things according to His will. And it will make us to be able to make our decision right, more especially to be able to choose things that are so pleasing unto the Father. So we need to pray and ask God to lead and to guide us and make us grow, so that we can have more discernment when you speak to us. Ngiyabonga, my brother.
Thank you so much, Mfowethu. Sipho, finally, my friend.
Mfundisi, I will close with verse 70. Let the mind that is in Christ be in us. At the same time, let us not quench the Spirit of God that is in us, because He is the deposit guarantee to what we inherit one day. You know exactly what is of God in us. So He will tell us and make us to discern over every spirit.
All right, and Jabu, finally.
Finally, my friend,
may the Father open the eyes of our understanding, that we may see His secret things. Let us devote ourselves to Him so that we can be able to grow the spiritual sense, which is discernment. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. Next week we are talking about, and this is going to be quite interesting. Next week we are talking about the real enemies of the soul. You know, we are going to talk about that. Someone told me, Ngati, what are the enemies of the soul? Ati Archer. Yeah. Nitwai Ati Nugi Sama Kwapa. Yo. It's an enemy of the soul. Okay. Next week we are talking about the enemies of the soul, what these are. And we will touch base on that. Right. Maniki Tladinyane, let me play this. Maniki Tladinyane, I'm going to play your WhatsApp just for a minute because we really do not have time.
Ke dumedisa baretsi ba Radio Pulpit ka lebitso le le matla la Kriste Jesu wa phela. Pastor re ha ke a utlwa setlhogo sentle ntse re sena motlakase, so ne re na le low shedding. Motlakase ke gone o boang. So mo ke ile ka grepa ha o bua ka week. So Pastor re wa itse bazalwane ha re sa ba le lentswe la Modimo. Re tla ropega. Ba tlo tla ba ruti ba tla ka metlholotlholo ba bua metlholotlholo ba professor ya metlholotlholo. Why? Because ha re ba le lefukola Modimo ra utlo gore Modimo o reng ka lefukola gagwe. Gona no ha re bala mo Deuteronomy 28 verse 43 lentswe la Modimo la re, the foreigners who reside among you will rise above you higher and higher, but you will sink lower and lower. They will lend to you, but you will not lend to them. They will be the head, but you will be the tail. All these curses will come on you. They will pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the Lord your God and observe the commands and decrees he gave you. Oring, Modimo o tlhoka eng, Modimo ga tlhokeng. Ke a leboga ba ene.
Esh, Maniki, it's just that nako e fedile. I would have loved to listen to it, actually to play it for everyone. I would have loved to do that, but unfortunately, we are only left with a few seconds. Sipo Paulos, thank you so much.
Thank you, Muruti Waka. Mudima wetse hantle, makaiva. Mabalele makaya. God bless you.
All right. Siyabonga ke Sipo. And thank you so much. Jablani, my friend.
Thank you very much, my friend. May the Father bless you for this morning.
Thank you so much.
Blessing to you, my brother. Thank you. Siyabonga kakhulu. Siyabonga mfundisi Sipho, mfundisi Jabulani, kanye nabalaleli emakhaya. UNkulunkulu anibusise. Siyabonga.
Hallelujah. Nisikhulekise kakhulu. This Tuesday sihlangana namadoda wase Middleburg. Witbank nase Middleburg sihlangana nabo ke because I men's dialogue, men on track, men of hope, must really work together to get men on track, you know, going on up to is 26. So we are starting to work, no Bishop Mthimkhulu. It's happening this Tuesday. See busy. So nisikhulekiseni madoda. Siyabonga madoda, siyabonga kakhulu. Inkosi inibusise. Amen.
Amen.
To the king. To the King above all else, we give him glory. Thank you for the calls, thank you for the WhatsApps. I really appreciate. Thank you so much. We give the
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
The words of the Lord are words of life. You hear it on 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.